Good morning, listening to The Morning After Ben and Josh. It's a Thursday, and it's 11 minutes past 9 on a Thursday, which means that Ben is in the studio.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
No, it's because you've brought in some aloe vera for us today, Ben.
Oh, I see. Yes, you brought in some aloe vera.
Good morning, I like it.
I'm holding on to that.
I had one of those aloe vera drinks not 2 days ago from now.
What are they like? Are they...
Have you not had them?
No.
They're pretty good. I used to get them all the time in high school because they sold them at like the Costco, which was right by me.
I would always drink aloe vera with swallowing tablets because they have those bits in there.
Yeah, they got the little bits.
They got chunky bits.
Yeah, they got little chunky bits, which I like. Well, they're not chunky because that makes it sound like that. They're very soft, you know? They're not.
Tablet size,
this
right?
is so yeah. off the top. Anyway, aloe vera plant, you brought it in. Tell us more about an aloe vera plant. All I really know it from is the drink and that people use it for like... rubs and stuff. It's like a medicinal thing.
It's a medicinal plant, basically. It's awesome for burns. Mm. So it's good for a chef to have in the kitchen.
Someone
who's dealing with some hot pans, or someone even in your barbecue area, you know, like smart. Where you're likely to burn yourself. Good place to grow one of these.
That's smart.
Yeah, actually, I've given a few away to chefs and I've seen them use them on burns and stuff.
Cool. So do you just like
better than running it
do
under
you just
a cold
like
tap?
Snip a bit off and like rub it on?
Yeah, rub it on.
Nice. And then I assume it grows back.
I have seen so many videos on Twitter of people cutting big aloe vera plants.
Oh, those huge ones?
Yes, yeah, unfurling them because it's so satisfying to see it all come away.
Yeah.
Truly.
They're a wonderful plant. So you have your market coming up. Come as you are market.
As you are, yes.
But
we're encouraging people to come as they are. So yes, that's right.
That makes sense. Yeah, we're very excited for, obviously. So do you have any more details you can spill to us?
Updates.
It's on July the 18th. There you go. Let's just get that.
Yeah, so it's next Sunday mm-hmm. week. We've got some pretty cool things going on. We've got some artists from the Exchange are coming down and they're hitting some live art walls around Little High and around the Salt Lanes there.
Delightful.
We've got some really cool performers in what's called Salt Square or Evolution Square on Chewham Street there.
Cool.
And we're going to have the two warehouses on Southwark Street lit up with the cool crafty vendors.
Oh. Beautiful.
You've really made Central City your bitch, and that's the nicest way I can put it.
What?
Mate, we love this part of the city. We're
that's great.
We're trying to really just open it up for all of these small businesses
exactly.
we're working with, which is all good fun, eh?
No, definitely. It's amazing.
How has there been any new vendors coming in for this one that you're very excited about?
Yeah, well, there's a heap. There's a heap of new ones. There's always new ones, which is really cool. What am I excited about? I'm always excited about the performers and the art. I'm excited about trying some new food.
Cool.
I'm excited about doing some clothes shopping.
Yes.
Finding some new pots and stuff, you know.
Actually, I haven't bought new clothes in so long. So I think that's going to be my mission for the market.
There's a couple of clothing markets this Saturday in the Box Quarter. Conscious Club has got a clothing market.
Yes.
So that'll be a good one to get some clothes. It's all under $20, so that'll be a goodie.
See, I just don't buy clothes because my girlfriend just finds them and then they're like, they don't fit me. And I'm like, they're mine now. Thank you very much. And then I just take them off.
Oh, you just find so much cooler stuff at the market.
Oh, 100%.
That's true.
I think we were talking about last week about you feel so much more like, you know, you're connected, I guess, in a way, more to the clothes because you know who you bought it from and you remember the experience of buying it, you know?
Absolutely.
It's a little more personalized.
Well, that's the thing. I bought clothing online just recently. And as soon as I saw that it was made in Guangzhou, I was like, great. So I'm never purchasing products from here again.
You're like, you know? I regret this decision.
Yeah. It was just filthy because it's not humanized at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's from a sweatshop. You know that they weren't paid.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to get there, it's awful. And so, the fact that you can have this interaction is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And truly, I'm not going to spend $50 on overalls when I could talk to someone and do it for a lot less. So I'll probably head on down. I really want to get some nice overalls.
I've been looking for overalls too.
Yeah,
we're going to be battling.
There you go. If there's any vendors listening that
are selling overalls,
get them at the front of the rack.
Yeah, yeah. Flick us a message and we'll show me the sizing, and I'll just say, just save it, and I'll be there.
Back on the topic of aloe vera, what's it like having medicinal plants? Because I feel like there are so many plants out there that have unique. This is not a drug bit. There are so many plants that have unique uses that maybe people don't know about. So, are there any plants that come to mind?
Most of these plants are poisonous. The plants that I'm dealing with are probably something that you shouldn't normally use for that sort of
in
thing.
Any
aloe vera is a bit of a standout, but then There's a few others. There's a lot in Chinese culture to do with medicinal plants, which we've kind of lost in the West. But the aloe is a standout, which is why I've brought this one in today, I guess. Marijuana is a good medicinal plant too.
It is. No, I fully agree with you. Yeah.
That's becoming more of a thing. I mean, it is basically the best medicinal plant. So let's hope we see more of that around.
Let's hope so. Yeah. Next week, we're going to be, you bought a plant in today and we can't talk about it.
You'll know what it is.
Yeah. That'll be next week. Yeah.
It's just a 20-minute segment of us drawling.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, you bought a plant. You actually came in half an hour early with this plant.
We'll save that for the 420 show.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll do a special for that.
I love it. Well, gosh, I guess since the last, we've talked for a while. So how has it been seeing markets flourish since we first started this segment?
Oh, mate, just awesome, you know. Like, it makes me so proud to be in Christchurch and proud of Christchurch when I see all of this stuff come to life and all of these crafty people who are here and from here who are making all this stuff happen. When they come out of the woodwork, that is seriously cool.
And you should be proud of yourself too, because you're such a pinnacle of the scene here. You've done so much for Otatahi. So yes, thank you.
Oh, I'm blushing.
It's true though, because I feel like your markets always bring out so many like cool and interesting and like unique vendors, you know. I feel like I always see people at your markets that I'm always just like, oh, that's so good, you know, like so awesome they get to sell that stuff.
Surely there are some ulti couples that have you to thank, you know.
Yeah, oh, thanks guys. No, we do it because we love it, and Ben Little and Jinx are a huge part of the team too, so
definitely
I can't take all the credit.
Big shout out to them. Well, you've picked us another song, a new tradition we're pretty much starting on this segment you're picking us a song. This one very fitting for the market. It's the classic, you probably all know it and you all love it. It's Come As You Are by Nirvana to celebrate the As You Are market happening on July 18th. That's not this Sunday, next Sunday.
That's the one.
In the center of town. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Cheers. As You Are.